So if we can just start with you recalling what actually happened.
Okay, what happened is we never knew there was scientists. In this year, March, the lady phoned the owner of the premises and asked, can they lift the walls due to they're going to put a flat there for the children for safety reasons. And as my teachers turned around, this big cat was on his jungle gym looking over to our wall. So we took with the kids inside and we closed all the doors and everything, and we tried to find the SPCA, but due to it was after four, we couldn't reach anybody. So on Monday morning, I started calling everybody and I've been Googling, and everywhere I go, it's like, if they've got a permit for a tiger, we can't do anything. But my concern is not a tiger as well, because you can see the tigers are well fed. My concern is that wall is so low that that tiger can jump over. So I went onto this lady's TikTok and stuff, and I saw, I've got three photos that I can send you, where the tiger is over my wall, that the half of his chest and head is over that wire. And that is just a thin wire that's blocking them there. It is two huge tigers in that yard, because on this side, we feel our children is in so much danger, but that tiger's got more rights than our safety. Because nobody is willing to assist us. Nobody is willing to help us to save my kids. If the kids are even singing in the class, the tiger is climbing on his jungle gym and he's looking at us, his head goes like that. So we are fearing for our lives, and on this stage, I'm scared of firstly, losing kids due to parents are scared to bring their kids to school. Secondly, I will never live with myself if any of my kids get hurt or owned by us. Do you understand? We had a guy on Sunday that came and installed CCTV cameras for us. So my one camera is on that wall the whole time.